Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my name is Raphael Love, a.k.a. The Doctor, and today we're going to talk about responsibility. We're going to talk about what are you responsible for. A lot of times in life, we have these challenges and issues and things we face that we just kind of go, why the hell do I have to be worried about all of that when I'd rather be worried about the things that are important to me. Life doesn't work the way we want it to. We all realize that on the surface. But then if you really give it attention and thought that it's really due, you realize that things happen for a reason. And for a lot of us, those reasons are because we haven't learned the lessons from the last set of stupid mistakes that we've made. Now, for me, I make mistakes every day. Every day I get up, I forget to do this, or I forget to do that, or I forget to do something else that is important. However, I have built a system to bring all of that stuff into focus for me so that when I stop and evaluate the things that I really need to do or get done, I have a framework to put them in. That framework basically is a list of things that are important. A top 10 list, if you will. That top 10 list allows me to completely forget everything, but I have a place that I can go back to and pick it right back up. So let's talk about that for a second. When you have issues and things that you need to get taken care of, whose responsibility is it really to get all that stuff done? No one but you. It could be the dog ate your homework. It could be your teeth itch. It could be all these other things. The sun got in my eyes. I forgot it on the bus, whatever. But in the end, who's responsible for the things actually getting done? It's you. So if you have a way to capture those thoughts, capture those ideas, get those things out of your head, you're more inclined. You may not get it perfect. I don't get it perfect all the time. But over time, I've realized that by capturing all those things, all those responsibilities, as soon as they pop in my head, write them down, put them on a list, get them all combined into one place. You realize one thing is I'm in control of what happens next because you're in control of your focus. So if you have a project that you're working on and something that you really want to get done in an effective manner, capture the ideas that are part of that project, but don't pay that project any attention. Because when you start to look at that list, the things that are on that list are going to start to stand out as the things that are going to help move it forward or just something to do later on. And as you set those priorities, as you get those things going for yourself, you'll start to realize that not only are you making progress by knocking those things out, you're actually moving the project along. So those times when you feel like, oh my God, I got to get all this stuff done. All you do is stop. Take a deep breath. Let's do that now. One deep breath. It is so calming and relaxing to just take that moment in the middle of all the stress and confusion when all those things are going on and you got all these people who are demanding stuff from you. They want to get things done. You got to get them done right away. Oh my God, what am I going to do? To just stop and breathe. Because when you're anxious and when you're tight, your breathing is short and your oxygen doesn't get to your brain. So you don't have a chance to really think clearly. One, two, three, or even five deep breaths can change all of that, change your perspective and give you access to the resources that you've already have. Access to awakening that little superhero inside of you that's going to give you the answers, the drive, the energy to see your projects through, to capture your tasks more effectively, and help you win if you decide that I want to win, you're just a few breaths away. Think about that. If you can just stop and let it go, even for a moment, the wealth of opportunities and ideas that are just on the other side of that are right there waiting for you. Let today be one of those days where you just kind of say, hey, I'm going to breathe, think, and do. And get some things done to make the projects that you have going, make the issues that are challenges that you're dealing with, make them not so big so that you can actually do something about them. Because each day that goes by that you keep that progress moving forward is a day that you get closer to what it is you legitimately want. But you have to realize that you can't get to where you want to go if all you're doing is focusing on what the hell is wrong right now. Because that's where all that energy is going. Focus on the goal a little bit at a time, and you'll win. That's all for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. Look forward to talking to you in the next.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.